Good morning. Today is July 11th, Dalet Menachem Av. We're holding Siman Tov Pei Vav, a very unique title of the Siman. And the title is Bo Yisif Echad, there's one Sif. That's the name of the title. So the Mechaber says as follows. The Shear of a Kezias. Shear Kezias. The Shear of a Kezias. There are those that say the shear of kezayis is a chatzi beya, is the size of a half an egg. Haga says the Ramah, this amount that you'll be eating should be eaten altogether and not a little at a time, as we discussed in the past. In regards to the vegetables, and the truth is, as regards to other foods as well, it's important to make sure that one is mishayer. He measures, he takes into account that there is air space. And the airspace does not add up to the shear of a kezayis. So therefore you have to crush and push it together to get the actual correct shear of a kezayis. Basically, let's say you have your romaine lettuce, for example, or your other lettuce, and you want to use that for a kezayis. So some people have those charts, and they put it on the chart, and they see, okay, it fits pretty much the chart. But, however, we had to take into account that there is air space, there are pockets, that does not add up to the shear of the kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Aleph, the shear kezayis yesh orim dehavi ki chatzi beya. That's the size, the amount of chatzi beya. Now, first of all, is this an egg with its shell, or an egg without its shell? Is it eggs that we have today? Is it eggs from previous generations? To that, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dehavi kechatzi beya beinanis im klipotso." It's a shear of a chatzi beya beinanis, the average size egg with its shell. V'das haRambam, the Rambam's opinion, the kezayis u kishlish beya, that the shear, the measurement of the egg that we are referring to, is a third of an egg. Not a half of an egg, but a third of an egg. And to that, the Chazon Ish says, one can rely on the Rambam's opinion, to use that shear of a third of an egg. Al-Das Rambam Shashir Kazayasu Shnei Shlishi, two-thirds rather, Be'a Shalzmanenu Im Klipasa, with the actual shell itself. However, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says to use the shear of specifically of a half an egg. He says further, Im lo yishu chayle v'kashu lo yilecho k'chatzi beya yochel lismech al Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says if a person is not well, then he can rely on the lenient opinion of the Rambam. Ulinyan moror, uchay gavno shu dirabonon yesh lismech b'dyeved, regards to moror, and other mitzvahs derabanan, one can rely on the lenient opinion, which is the smallest shear. Which is im ochal kishlish, the third of the bay of the egg. Ach lechatchilo, however, ideally, kevin shitzorich levarich al hamoror nira de ein lahakal bezeh, since you have to make the bracha, a specific bracha on the moror, which is telling us to have a kezayis. So he's saying to have the half of an egg. Im loy shu adam cholish v'kashuloy yochlis moichulecho rak kishlish v'kanal. Unless he's a weak person, ideally, even by the mitzvahs derabanan, he should also try to have the shear of a half of an egg. We'll eat in the birchas on mazon sheshiura b'divrei soifrim b'kezayis by benching. Make sure you eat at least the, which is the Rabbanan, the shear is a kezayis, v'chilom bracha achroina, so to buy a bracha achroina. We know, savik brachas lahakir, v'lo yivarech ad sheyedah she'ochal kechatzi beyo, one should not bench until he knows for sure he ate a chatzi beya. These are very, very important halachas, which sometimes they're taken for granted, that a person has to make sure he has the shear, the correct measurement, the shear of a kezias, which will permit him to bench, which will permit him, he'll be able to fulfill his obligation of doing the mitzvahs. If he doesn't have a kezias, a person just takes one little bite and puts the challah down, or puts the matzah down, or puts the marah down, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Ideally, a person should not bring himself to a situation of sofik brachos, a doubt whether or not he has fulfilled his bracha. Therefore, either he has two options. He should eat the chatzi beya, or eat less, a lot less, pachos harbe, mishlish beya. Because then he knows he's not going to have to make a bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate to have a beya pas. Now let's get the word. A beya means an egg, not a half of an egg, but rather a whole egg. So until now we've been discussing half of an egg. They're on the shelf over here. Half of an egg, or the third of the egg. Now we're saying the other direction. Have the whole size of an egg. The lav hachi yesh chash bracha levatola ala bracha sheberich mitchilo al hanatilo leize poiskim. Kanal basim kufnun chesiv beis, ayin sham. Because if not, there's a concern, there's a chash of a bracha levatola. In simin kufnun ches, I want to share with you, we actually have over here a Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis. This Mishnah Berurah has all chalakim, actually. So if we turn, or actually I'll turn, because I have it here, to Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Another very important halacha to be aware of. Kuf Nun Ches, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says as follows. This now is in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Now, halachas of washing your hands for a suda, not for when you wake up in the morning, but for a meal. And over there in Simkuf Nun Ches, the Mechaber says, Yesh mi she'omer, he brings an opinion, Shim einei oichel elo pachas mikabeya yitol yadav v'lo yivarech. That if a person will eat less than the size of an egg of bread or matzah, one would wash his hands without making a bracha. Let's repeat this. There's an opinion in the Shulchan Aruch which says if a person eats less than the size of an egg of bread, one would wash his hands without making a bracha. Therefore, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that in order to make sure that the bracha is valid, make sure when you wash your hands and you make your bracha, make sure you eat a whole beya, the whole size of an egg's worth of pas, of bread, or matzah in this case. That's what we're saying right now. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is mentioning that is discussed in the laws of washing your hands for a meal. So let's read those words again. Now we see a little better. So once again, we've said the Mishnah Berurah says, eat the size of a beya. Beya means an egg in Aramaic. Dilav hachi, I'm in the Mishnah Berurah now, in the top of the second column. Dilav hachi, yesh chash bracha levatola. Ala bracha sheberich mitchila ala netila is a poiskim. That's what he means, that there's a concern of a bracha levatola. Where's the bracha levatola? If I wash al netilas yadayim, and I don't do the proper amount, correct? So then, that al netilas yadayim is a bracha levatola, chas v'shalom. Well, the netilas yadayim. The netilas yadayim is not the hamotzi, the netilas yadayim. No. The hamotzi, no. The Tilos Adayim, the Mechaber said, once again, in Siv Beis, Yeish mi shoyme, shim einu oichel elo pachin se kebeya, yitol yodav lo yivarech is going on, that Alan Tilos Adayim. The reason for that is because if you take a look in Sif Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he discusses, it's Sif Kon Aleph of Sif Aleph, he discusses what's the two reasons why we wash our hands in the first place. And one, the first reason he brings is because of truma, of truma by the Kohanim. The Kohanim would have to make sure they eat with their hands when they're tahar, when they're in a pure state. And less than the shear of a beya, than the size of an egg, would not become tummy. So the whole obligation to wash your hands only existed for that shear of the size of an egg. That's why if you have less than the size of an egg's worth of pas, and you make that bracha on tilas yadayim, that would be bracha levatala on the hands. The point here is that we're saying that when you wash your hands, make sure you wash your hands, and you make sure you have the correct shear, which is that of a egg, of an egg. That's what we're, Mishnah Berurah is bringing down from Simen Kuf Nun Ches. And that applies, of course, to every time you put the bread in your mouth. Bread in this case means the matzah.
And this is...
Da. Now he says, "Vata nafsul yonenu." Now we'll go back to our topic. So I'll take the words in the Mishnah Berurah and I'll say the same. Now we'll continue with our topic. Da, the magic cause of a mechaber kezayis. This is that the mechaber says in the Mishnah Berurah. He says a kezayis kechatzi beya, the half of an egg. In other words, mechaber says, how much is a kezayis? The half of an egg. Lav milsa psikto hi bezmanenu. This is not the bottom line nowadays, according to everyone. The yesh me'achreinim shoychichu, there are those achreinim who say, the Noidi Behuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, who was the Rav of Prague, known as the Tzlach as well, in his commentary in the Shas, and his Noidi Behuda and Shuvas, he says, the beyim hamatsuyim bezmanenu niskatnu harbe ad lemechtsa mikafi shoyi beyom hakatmoinim shebehem shiuru chachamim. The Noid of Yehuda says that it's really the Tzlach, which is the same person, that the eggs that we have today are smaller in size according to what they had back then. You know, excuse me for saying, it's not Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, with the, you know, the massive size, you know, golden egg, you know, but it's he says they're smaller. The eggs, the Noid of Yehuda says that the eggs we have today are smaller than according to the measurement back then. So therefore, what would come out? The fi zeh bechol makom shashir hu kachatzi beya sarach lishar bikebeya bismanenu. So any time we see that the place can bring down, you have to have a shear of a kezayis is a half an egg. So what do?
Take a whole egg.
That's a shear of a kezayis. Now there are those who disagree with the Noid of Yehuda. We're not going to see the big footnote number 6, although it is very extremely important. I will just tell you that I believe it's the Shevet HaLevi brings down that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the way he explains how he disagrees with the Tzlach, is that the Shulchan Aruch knew about this concept of Niskat Nodairis, that the eggs got smaller, and they didn't say to have the whole egg, they just said to have that half of an egg. Therefore, and he says also, it's a little difficult to assume that from the time the generation of the Shulchan Aruch to the Noda Behuda, which is a few hundred years, it's a couple hundred years, in such a time frame that the eggs got smaller. So therefore, they disagree, there are those who disagree, and say that when the Mechaber says a half of an egg is the size of a kezayis, it means a half of an egg. So there are two sides to the coin, just to bring that to your attention. The Shari Tshuva, which is right above us in the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says one of the ways to view this halachic issue is whether or not we are dealing with a derais or a derabanan. That's why I always repeat, we always have to know, is that issue in front of us, is it the Raisa, is it the Rabbanan, is it Minog, is it just made up by ourselves? Whatever it might be, we have to know what is the halachic status of it. If it is the Raisa, we'll be more machmir with the greater shear. If it's the Rabbanan, if it's rabbinic in origin, you can be more lenient. For example, Kigoy Moror, Bizman Ezeh, Mora nowadays, Vafi Koyman, the Koysois, Dal Koysois, they're abundant. But Nimso Lefiza, Bismanen, Yishaiv Lecho, Matsa at Kashir Beya. Mora Yotzeb and Yevet, Afim Lo Ochal Rak Kishlish Beya. So the matzah, you could have kashir beya, the shear of an egg. The maror, which is the rabbanon, the shlish of an egg. This is from, okay, this is all according from what we mentioned from the Shari Tshuva. Vayim b'mashik ha-savnu le'el sim reish ayin aleph, b'bi'ar loch, b'dir maslo shel revius. And that we'll get to a mitzvah shem yuzaycha to learn that together in Hilchos Brachos. Okay. Then we mentioned, yoichlanu b'yachad, you should eat it together. What does it mean together? Don't take a little bite and then put it down and take another little bite and put it down. Make sure you eat it within a time frame of ideally under 2 minutes. You have, there are those places who say up until, there are those who say even up to 9 minutes. But with the best is up within 2 minutes. You make the bracha, you swallow, within 2 minutes eat the kazayas. Okay. By vegetables, you have to crush the vegetable to get the correct shear because the airspace does not count. So too, if there is a space in the matzah, that airspace is not included in the shear of a kezayis. Aval im ein chol b'matzah, afilo hi raka v'asui k'svoy gein tzorech l'mochay. But if there is no airspace in the matzah, even if it's softer, like let's say the sfadish matzah, like the lafa, then even if it's like a sponge, you don't have to crush it together in regards to the airspace. That's all considered to be part of the actual food itself. So this is a very important halachas which we see here in regards to the shear of a kezayis, which apply not just to the foods of the Seder, but to all the foods that we eat as well. Now we're turning into Siman Tov Pei Zayin, Seder Tfilas Arvis Shel Pesach. We begin the halachas of the davening. Seder Hayoim, says the Melech Avraham Sif Aleph, Seder Hayoim, the order of the day. Arvis V'Shachar Sumincha, Oymer Sholish V'Shoinois, we're discussing the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shmon Esrei davening of Mariv, of Shachris and Mincha, we say the first three brachas like we do in any Shmon Esrei, the Sholosh Achroinus, and the last three brachas like in any Shmon Esrei, Ukdusha Sayoim Be'emso, and the middle bracha is the bracha which discusses the day, the Kedusha of the day of Pesach, which is Ata V'chartanu, V'chulei, V'atitilonu Hashem L'keinu, Esyoim Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, Esyoim Toiv, Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Zman Chiruseinu, then we say Yala V'Yovoi, V'Hasiyenu, V'Choyse Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. And then we conclude, Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Says the Mishnah Brura on the previous page in Sifkot and Aleph, Es Yoim Toiv Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, U'minagena Loimer Es Yoim Chag HaMatzis Hazeh Zman Chiruseinu Mikra Kodesh. Our minhag, says the Mishnah Brura, is to say the words of Es Yoim Chag HaMatzis as a Zman Chayosein Mikra Kodesh. Ve'ein Oimrim Ba'ava Mikra Kodesh. We don't say in Ba'ava Mikra Kodesh. Rather, Sharei Kvar Omru Va'atitin Lonu Hashem Lakenu Ba'ava Moedin L'Simcha. So we don't say Ba'ava twice. Achein, however, Kishachal B'Shabbos Yish Omrim Sh'omrim Shnei Pomim Ba'ava. When Shabbos falls out on Yontif, there are those that say we do say Ba'ava twice. The explanation for that is because you take a look at number one in the Dirshu, he says that, well, I don't want to get into it, so we don't have too much time for that, but it's a very nice explanation. Take a look at number one in the Dirshu. Then we go turn to V'choyse Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. We conclude in Sifkot and Beis that bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. V'im Omar Mekadesh Yisrael Avad. What happens if you did not say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim? All you said was Mekadesh Yisrael, but you excluded the word v'hazmanim. Lo yotza. You have not fulfilled your obligation. V'chein b'Shabbos, so t'wan Shabbos. Im loy omar mikadosh ha-Shabbos. If one did not say mikadosh ha-Shabbos, v'omar, he said, mikadosh Yisrael, all he said was mikadosh Yisrael, gam kein lo yotza. He also did not fulfill his obligation. Asher hiskei b'emsa tefilo shel Shabbos. So he's asking a question. Wait a minute. I mentioned Shabbos in the middle of the davening, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. I mentioned the word Shabbos. I spoke about Shabbos. So how come I did not fulfill my obligation? The answer is Kemen Shleichosim Mishal Shabbos, because since I did not conclude the bracha with Shabbos, I did not fulfill my obligation of the Shemoneh Esrei. All of this applies whether we're talking about a case of making the Kiddush or a case that Tzlusa is davening. And tomorrow we will conclude Mitzvah Shem Simin Tov Pei Zion.